Hello and welcome back to the TTOT, Tatani Talks OT, the show where we talk a thought of the day from an OT to stay here in Season 5. OT, of course, standing for occupational therapy, also standing for overtime, doing this aside from the day job working for the city. Also, hopefully, standing for on target, talking different topics, different ideas, different suggestions and the like that hopefully could help you, your family, or someone you may know or want to be able to help. So we've talked different topics so far here in the TTOT. Just want to give a PSA reminder. We take a nice break in winter, and then we take a little break in spring, and we try to make it the whole school year, God willing. So today, let's talk an interesting thing that happened the other day on Friday, Erev Shabbat, before the Shabbos came upon. You know, every week we have the wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, basically a holiday every week for us Jewish religious folk, where we have to make the meals on Friday night and Shabbos day on Saturday day, and where we have synagogue and time to rest and recuperate, a beautiful, beautiful experience for 25 hours. So in the wee hours leading up to Shabbat, it's always a little bit of a little bit of a hailstorm, a little bit trying to get everything together in the last few hours. So in the middle of the day, I was about to go pick up my son from school. He has a shortened day on Erev Shabbat, on Friday before Shabbat. They end 2 hours earlier than during the week. I was about to leave when all of a sudden a little dog trots over to our house. It's trotting this way and that way. We don't know whose dog it is. We don't see an owner anywhere in sight, and we don't want the dog to just run away without their rightful owner finding them. Somebody else was walking their dog, and she wanted to try to help. I could take my dog back to my house if you want, but I don't know who the owner is, and we don't know who it is. So we're thinking, what are we going to do? Because this is, you know, the time I have to go pick up my son from school. So my wife and I said, you know what, let's put the dog in the backyard. We'll close the gate and the dog will at least be contained until we could figure out who the dog's owner is. Lo and behold, my wife posts on the chat. We have a block chat for our block. Our block goes across the main avenue, but on our side, we have like 10 or so families, and we post, lost this little cute dog. Anybody know who it is? Somebody responds, I think it's the neighbor down the block. And I go to pick up my son. Apparently, as I'm picking up my son, the neighbor across the block knocks on the door, and they figure out it's the neighbor one or two houses over from us. The neighbor comes, picks up the dog, and lo and behold, thank God, the dog is reunited with the owner. And luckily, there's a happy end to the story. And there were other people milling about that they were worried about this poor little dog. I hope they'd be much more worried, God forbid, if there was a child missing. Sometimes people get more worried about pets than others, God forbid, but lo and behold, the dog was reunited with the owner. And it comes to mind the idea of thinking about returning a lost object, which actually in Judaism, in the Jewish way of life, is actually a big mitzvah called Hashavat Aveda, returning a lost object, returning a lost item. And the item doesn't just have to be a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be just a little pencil. It doesn't have to be even a lawnmower or a car or something bigger, or, you know, God forbid if a kid actually runs out and gets a little lost, and of course if an animal gets lost, but anything that's missing from the owner, Hashav Tishivim Lo, the Torah tells us, the Bible tells us, you surely shall surely return it to him or her, whoever is losing something. And you know, in the olden days they used to have a stone, a special stone where someone would stand atop and announce the item to people around. And they used to have different hekarim or simanim, different signs that would show them that it was theirs. How do you know that this book is yours? Because I etched the initials T into it for Tani. That's my book. Give it back to me, please. So that would be the way of returning thing. And isn't it interesting how it's actually a law, a Jewish halacha, a mitzvah, an obligation on all Jewish folk to return lost items? So it's incumbent upon us to reunite people with their things, to reunite people with their objects or their items that might be missing. And you do a big favor to the other person, but you yourself can feel good about reuniting people. It brings to mind the idea of the show, What Would You Do? There was once a check found on the floor and nobody knew who it was. Everybody would walk by it. Some of them pocketed the check. Other people, sometimes there was a dollar bill or a $100 bill. people didn't figure out who to give it to. And one person on the show, a religious Jew, went around, kept looking until he found the person who it was. It's also the idea at an ATM machine. Somebody once dropped like $2,000 worth of bills, and it was a religious Jewish person that was there. And they tracked down the person for a very long time until they actually found the owner. The owner was despondent. They just were paid that day. They needed that cash to pay the bills. And the Jewish religious couple searched and searched until they found. It also brings to mind the idea in Connecticut, I believe, of the very famous story of the desk that the Jewish couple found, and inside was an inheritance of $90,000. Most people would pocket the money or maybe have a guilty conscience for a minute, but you know, might not expend any energy. But the Jewish owner, right away, they said in an interview with the paper that they knew it wasn't theirs. They rightfully felt it wasn't theirs. It didn't belong to them. They don't deserve it. They made a huge Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name, and they tracked down the owner who sold them the desk. It was technically an inheritance, and the person was very despondent because they had all that money. They had no idea where it was, and it was stuck inside the desk in like a secret flap, and it was a huge, beautiful Kiddush Hashem, because when you return something to someone, it's such a beautiful thing. And if we could train our kids, we could train our students, train our little ones, and train our families to be empathetic and to give back that which is not theirs, even if it's a tiny item, even if it's, you know, a lot of times I'm given the wrong mail, and if I don't rip open the mail without looking at it sometimes by accident, but if I look and I see it's the wrong letter, if I put it in the right mailbox, that's also returning a lost item, a lost object. Sometimes I'll get packages from Amazon delivered to us at the wrong time. One time we got an order for two different clothing items. We still don't know who it belongs to, but we've been thinking how to return it, what to do. Maybe we should send it back to the company. I don't know. But somehow, different ways, that's what we could be involved in. When you return a lost object, give back that is lost, lost items in general, that could be a good thing for the owner. And it all started with thinking about the idea of this little lost dog that ran over to our house. We put it in our yard until the owner came, and we were able to reunite the owner with their dog. So anytime anything is lost in an apartment building, near your house, around your house, even in school, a lot of schools have lost and founds, and then they try to find the people as owners. I know my son's school has a whole email they sent out a few times, all these items, and when he was in camp in the summer, all these items. Anybody, please, please try to tell us if it's yours or not. People spend money on things. They want their things. So how about we reunite them with their things and teach our kids to do so as well? This has been the TOTD, the thought of the day today here on the TTOT. And I'm your host, Tani.